Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister. Live in the sunshine. Amen. God bless you. We're here again to cheer you up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you wherever you are at this moment, at this time, at this place. Amen. It's not about a mistake that you made. You hit the wrong channel. Amen. Or you touched the wrong button. Amen. But this is what the time that God had set to let you to cheer up. Not only, but this is good news. This is good news. Jesus still lives. He still lives. He's still on the throne. He's still, amen, abiding. The world is going on regardless of all the chaos and problems that's still existing. But that's what love does. Love, in spite of the chaos, the trouble, the difficulties, God is still there. Because if he wasn't here now at this moment, this time, the church would not be going on. The believers will not be here. Amen. And always somebody standing up for righteousness. Let them say, hey, there's a God still alive, and he's the only one. Amen. Father, we thank you for those that are listening. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance. Amen. Upon those that are depressed, sick, having difficulties in the body, but not in the spirit. God, we thank you for the separation that you've given us, the ability to come back to you in our spirit. Amen. And God, you say you'll never leave us in the natural. Oh, God, and we appreciate that, and we love you for that. Because sometimes we can be down, sometimes we can be out, sometimes we can be discouraged. But you say you're right there all the time. He was with Job when he was sick. You didn't leave him in his poverty, his distress, and you helped him and you brought him back up. Amen, God. So we thank you, oh God, for being the power that you have, the authority that you have over your creation. Oh God, regardless if men lose their authority, lose their power, they lose their respect, you are still with us. And God, we thank you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you'd like to call in tonight, amen, today, or wherever you are, you can call in, amen, at the toll-free number. We're talking about idol worship tonight and many times in the day. Sometimes we overlook saints of God, overlook the small, minute things they feel that is not important. In God's eyesight, it's not important because Jesus accepted us in the family. And we say, okay, that's not important because Jesus would never have accepted me. Amen. Since he knows I have these habits, he knows I have these problems, but he accepted me, so it should be okay. It should be okay, you know. It's all right. No, it's not all right because your spirit is different than your body. Amen. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The spirit man, the inner man, has to be born again. And the natural man, amen, catches up. He catches up because the spirit is quick and powerful, like God's word. Amen. It always lives. The natural man can die out, but it has to catch up. Amen. And that's what we are doing here, mentally renewing our mind, renewing our heart, and our dedication to God. These are the babes in Christ. God's what your age are, but you still have to continue to feed the spiritual man. And many a times, amen, babes in Christ, you have to watch and be careful who are teaching and feeding you the proper information concerning idol worship. Anything that you put before God, anything that you put before God. Amen. In Deuteronomy, in Exodus 20th chapter, amen, those that be following along from 1 John as well, 5 and 21, 1 John 5 and 21. Possibly we'll get to some of these messages. Amen. But we'd like to hear your input on your point of view in Exodus 20. It says, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. God is jealous. He's jealous. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, Don't be hating God. Don't be him. And showing mercy unto those of them that love me. Both sides of God. If you hate him, he'll fight against you. But if you love him, he'll show you mercy. And he said, as well as keep my commandments. Amen. So the first six verses of Exodus, the 20th chapter, amen, the background, the history, amen, of God the Father, amen. This is God himself, amen. He sent his Son. The Word of God came in the flesh. And this time of the year and seasons all depend on when you're reviewing this program. Amen. This is where God came to the world. Amen. In the natural form. In the natural form. And where he came. Amen. And took the Word of God and showed people and men, amen, that you can do this by what? Living in the flesh. Living and walking as a physical body. But the Word of God is alive. It moves. And once you take it in, the more God words you take in, amen, the more you begin to experience the love and kindness he have. Amen. Amen. So here, amen, when did idol worship start in the garden? It started in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Those of you who are great Bible students, remember when Satan was kicked out of heaven. Amen. And half of his friends with him, they came to the earth and made war against all the human beings, which was one but two at the beginning of the time. Amen. And they approached Adam and Eve, and they constantly, amen, Eve, they constantly tempted her, challenging her, tempting her and challenging her. That is one of the warfares, along with lying and deceiving. But he tempting and challenging all the time to go against God's word, go against what God is about. That's what the enemy does. He tempted and he challenged. He did the same thing in the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he tempted him and he challenged him. He tempted him and he challenged him to go against what God the Father, amen, told his people in the beginning. But he didn't realize, he did or didn't realize, and didn't realize that he was talking to God in the flesh. He was talking to God himself in the flesh, in the principles and the diagrams and the proof that God set down. Amen. He didn't realize that God came back to make it easier and better for his people. Amen. Because God going to have, he's going to have more people than the devil going to have. The world can fall apart 100 times, but God going to have more people. John said he saw a number that no man can number. Amen. So don't be sidetracked that the world and everybody isn't falling apart. No. God made it easy for everyone to accept him. But we have to do some cleaning up of ourselves and be aware. That's what the church is about. That's what this program is about, grassroots, to make it simple as possible. Amen. The milk of the word that you can grow, that you can catch a revelation from two or three people. Jesus said, the book of Matthew, 18th chapter, let my word be established. Amen. So here we go. Amen. We like to have two or three people to call in. We're talking about idol worship. What you know about idol worship. Amen. Then probably the latter part of this program, we'll be able to break it down and we can all can come to a conclusion. Amen. Because it will, your worshiping and holding on to other, amen, material things and physical things that represent, amen, fallen spirits can come before you and God. And God doesn't love that. God doesn't love that. Amen. It was a story where, I mean, I did a revival, amen, in a church many years ago, back 20-some years ago. And there was a young man came to me in a dream, and I saw him over his bed. He had all the horoscope figures from January to December all over his bed. But he accepted Christ. He accepted Christ in his life. He was constantly going to church. But he wondered why he really didn't have a breakthrough in the spirit. And after the Lord showed me that, amen, and I told him about it, and I guess, I don't know, at the end of the service, amen, he had the fulfilling of the spirit that he was seeking for and the peace of mind that he was seeking for. Amen. This is very important. That's why it's good to be under elders and ministers that study the word of God, that teaching you the word of God. Amen. Just like a baby coming to this world, it need a parent. It need a parent figure to guide them through until they come to adult age. Amen. So everyone needs somebody. Amen. That's why God sent Jesus. After he sent Jesus, then Jesus, amen, came and he taught and he got the disciples and followers and all of us reciprocating from that teaching and that going back to that love that God had set out through his son. So once you come to Christ, you're in a whole different world and you need to come to a group of believers and mission work and mission and Bible study and surround yourself, because you're leaving the old place and you're coming into a whole new world. If you don't be involved and go back, amen, amen, and be with somebody that of Christ, not go forward, I mean going forward and placing yourself, you'll find yourself falling back in trials and tribulation. Here we go. Here we go. Those who can call in, you can press 1. Amen, and talk to, amen, our technician will tap you in, amen, and we love to share, amen. We have a caller, amen, we're talking about idol worship. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Yes, amen, Bishop. It is good to be back sharing the word of God. It feels so refreshing. I want to thank you. What a great topic tonight, Bishop. Now look at Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the verse 7 and 8.
I'm trying to get on. Oh, God bless you. We have some difficulties, and we thank God for you and you, wherever you might be. Amen. And we had some little problems here. Amen. But it proved to you that you never give up. Never give up. Amen. Our discussion is about, amen, that health. Can health be a problem in your salvation? Can health be a problem in your salvation? Amen. As we begin to go through life, amen, you feel that, I know there's a lot of false doctrine and false teaching that came out. Amen. That's right tonight. Amen. This broadcast today, wherever you might be. Amen. When you run into difficulties, amen, don't give up on life. Don't give up on Jesus. Don't give up on problems. Amen. It shows you that the world going to go on. Amen. God lives. Amen. You just might have a little situation in your life. You might be going through a season right now, and you feel that God is not there, but he is there. He is there. This broadcast, amen, we started out, amen, on this broadcast, then of a server went down, amen, but the main center had a broadcast going on, amen. The subject was going on, amen, but we just got our server back. We just got our server back. So that can be a problem sometimes to you in your life. You had planned some things. Amen. But every day brings its own problems. So you can't plan to this day and you just can't give up and get frustrated, get confused because things are not going your way and you feel that God is not a part of your life. He's there. It might be just a point of season. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to trust him. We live, amen, in a world where God uses people. God uses people. So what this main discussion is, not only, amen, we can edit this in concerning the don't give up in your difficulties, that does sickness is a part of the devil's tool? Do you feel that sickness is a part of the devil's tool? Amen. First John, the third chapter, Amen. And we have here concerning 1 John, and always we like to express what type of Bible. Did you prove out the Bible, the translation that you have? We know the worldwide translation is known in almost every part of the world is the King James Bible, but you also have the Good News, the New International, the Amplified Bible, amen, the American Standard are being used. Here we're looking at the King James Bible, an old translation, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, amen. And we find here, beginning with the first verse, it says, Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now we, the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him, for he shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin, transgression also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil. The devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, notice this now, and this is where we're going to rest a little bit. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, Jesus came. Destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. So we're talking about, do we have you considered? Amen. The world, whole world, Jesus said in the book of Matthew, Matthew's recorded concerning about the last days. Amen. About many perils going to be coming, pestilence. Amen, in high places and sickness, destruction, amen, because of these are the signs of the last days. Now, Acts 10 and 38, it says how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now we have to factor in the fact that, amen, sickness is a tool the enemy used because the enemy brought sin. When he brought sin, he brought sickness. But here's the question. Once you get saved, will you ever be sick? Will you ever be sick? I thought, you know, when I was saved, I began to minister and pray for people. People was getting healed. People was getting blessed. Amen. And all of a sudden, I ran into some problems with, I thought it was a situation. Amen. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was on me. People were rejected. It was being rejected. They didn't. Some didn't want, didn't believe in prayer. Some we prayed for right away. They didn't see the miraculous recoverment manifestation right away. And I began to wonder, what is happening here? And then I ran into what Paul began to study out, the Apostle Paul, a sick man. He had problems. But he was going around praying for the sick. He was praying for the sick. So I come to the conclusion that the body is different than the spirit. The inner man, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So the body is separate from the spirit. The body, soul, and spirit. We are body, soul, and spirit. So the inner man, when he become born again, amen, that man become born again, that inner spirit man
become born again forever. Forever. Amen. But that body can really deal with the problem, can cause you problems. So that's where we are now. We're talking about the body. Break it down a little bit because of the fact we see we thank God for all of you that's holding on to this little, not stressful time, but a little difficult times. Amen. We were going through here. Amen. Good to have you and you and you. But we're going to open up the lines. Amen. For the last part of this broadcast. Amen. We're going to have a give a double portion, a little bit of, amen, of concerning out of worship. Now we're going to take it right into, amen, dealing with sickness and disease. Is that a tool? Do you feel that a tool? Have it affect your salvation? Those that just started out in Christ, amen, we hope to clear up some false teaching and lying that the enemy has thrown at you. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the lines now. We have, amen, those of you that's been on for the first time, amen, we always like to give the area code and the last four digits of your number, amen, then our technician will put you in. We're live now in the broadcast, and we thank God for you. Amen. I'm glad you didn't give up, didn't finish the line. So we're now at 954-4427. 954-4427. God bless you.
Broadcast. Good evening, Bishop. God bless the broadcast. It's great to be a part of the broadcast again. What a great topic. You know, when we study in the Word of God, and we are often taught to study and meditate on the Word of God, that we may live the good life. We will live the righteous life. And often that's what we hear. But we also need to study and meditate on the Word of God so that when the enemy brings about distraction, and sickness is a distraction of the enemy.
All right.
It's one of his top five or something, because when people have sicknesses, they focus on the sickness and give their will to the sickness rather than reading the Word now and looking at the promises of God, what God had to say about sicknesses. So we need to study and meditate on the Word for sickness as well as for living. Because when we are, if we're not careful, we will give our will to the sickness, and we are strengthening the sickness in our body instead of focusing on the promises of God. You see, and oftentimes here it is now. Jesus said, "If you believe in Jesus, and you," he said, "now you got to pick up your cross and walk with it daily, and you're going to suffer some." Now, everything is not going to be cheap, rosy, and nice. You're going to have some tough times. Now, these are the times that you're going to have to draw on your faith. And your faith is going to be according to what you have studied and meditated on. And the other thing that I looked at is this. When I had a lot of medical problems, the first thing I said to myself, I didn't say, why me? I asked, why not me? Why not me? And I looked at it, my double transplant, I thank God for choosing me to go through the double transplant. And this is the way I looked at it. Because what I based that on was Job. I was thinking about the Lord allow Satan so he could try Job, but he did not give him permission to have charge over his life. And that scripture came to me each time that I had a sickness and went to the hospital. I knew that the devil could try me, but he did not have charge over my life. So I always thought about Job, and what I would say to myself is, I'm in great hands. God is allowing him to try me. But my faith is that he don't have charge over my life. So I'm going to get some rest, and I'm going to meditate on what scripture I have studied, and I'm going to leave out of here, and I'm going to go on with my life. But each sickness that you stay focused on the word and the promises of God, you will find that you will come out spiritually strong every time you go through it. The thing about it is you're going to know you're going to go through this. You're not going to stop. You're not going to die. You're going to go through it. And this is the spiritual test that you're going to have when sickness come on you, because it's nothing but a distraction of the enemy.
All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. Amen. There's nothing like a first-hand testimony, amen, of someone that's going through it, in it, and still saved. Nothing like that. Amen. All right. I'm quite sure we got a studio full. We want to try to get as many we can. Amen. Those that push one on your phone, amen, would like to make a remark concerning, amen, sickness and salvation, and amen, at some points, amen, we'll be glad to have you. And our first caller, as always, amen, you can hear his testimony from time to time. All right, here we are now, 561-9758. God bless you. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Bishop Poole. The Lord bless you. I heard you said, I heard the other colleague was saying something about sickness or something he was saying. I just want to say we cannot control getting sick or illness. This is why we have to put our hope and put our trust in the Lord. And I heard you say something about Job. Something was said about Job. And what we realize about Job, Job was an upright man. Job was an upright man. And Job kept the faith. Job said, yet you slay me, yet I will trust. And in this season, we have to learn now how to have the hope and the trust, even with this so-called campaign that is trying to happen. But nevertheless, we have to know as God's people to have the hope and the trust in the Lord, and we truly believe that the Lord is going to send the hope, and the Lord is going to send the faith, and so let us just do whatever we could do with God and keeping the hope and keeping the faith when it comes to our government, our bodies, because we are the body of Christ. So we have to just stay connected in His word and in the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are thanking God for the revival that's gonna be taking place next month. And so we give God praise. I do have the flyer. So we're blessing the Lord, and we're asking the Lord that He would have His way on next month. So I will advertise it so that people could see that revival will take place at 251 8th Street in the city of Delray Beach. Come one, come all to this grand time of revival. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, Pastor. Amen. God bless you. Good to have you. All right, we're at 954-9670. 954-9670. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. No temptation has overtaken you except such that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not let you be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Good evening, Bishop Poole and everyone on the call. I just want to say that this is a scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that I have used to lean on in my sickness. I was sick and bedridden for over 18 years and did not have a way to escape except the Lord and just keeping my mind on Him constantly. And that is what has brought me through. God helped me to get through it with His presence. I felt that He was with me at all times. And when the pain was too much, I would say this scripture. And I would think to myself, God will not put you any more on you than you can bear. And so I was able to bear it. And so keeping His word in you at all times, keeping your mind on Christ at all times and not on your problem is the only way. This is what strengthens you in Christ. This is what strengthens your mind to be able to walk in what the Lord has purposed and willed for you. He wants you to be strong and not let your physical be affected by what is going on. The enemy knows that your body is weak, but he cannot penetrate your mind. And as long as you, if you cannot even pray out loud, you can pray inside. If you can't even talk, you can always hum. You can always sing to yourself. You can always be inspired by listening to the word of God, to listening to His music, to worshiping. There is always a way that you can keep in His presence. And this is what the enemy tries to keep you from doing. And so you learn that. And that is what has kept me for all these years. And I just thank Him for blessing me. I thank Him for allowing me to have full joy, even in the presence of what I was going through. In spite of, I was able to come through. And that's my testimony. God bless you.
All right. Give us your book. I think you wrote a book.
Yes, I did. I have a book. My book is called The Purple Pearl and the Butterfly. The Purple Pearl and the Butterfly. And it is on Amazon. You can go to Amazon and you can type that in, or you can put in Octavia Trim. Octavia Trim, and you will see the book will come up at that time. It is a little short read. It's not a very thick book. It's only 64 pages, but you will be blessed and inspired by what you read. And I talk about my journey, and I give testimony and glory to God for just bringing me through that situation. Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for all of you in calling. All right, we want to go keep going because we have a lot in the studio. Amen. As always, amen, we're here to encourage one another, iron sharpening iron. Amen. And knowing God's presence. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. That means in every season of your life, every season we go through seasons. Amen. The turning points. Amen. Like summer, winter, fall, spring. Amen. Sometimes you go through things you think God is not there, but He's there. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Those of you who have been with us for the first time, amen. God bless you. Amen. Stay safe. Don't give up. Amen. There's still a little difficulties we had the first part of this broadcast, technology. Amen. That doesn't mean that God is not with you. Amen. Because the world, we work with people. Jesus worked with people. Amen. Jesus picked 12, the man of God, God in the flesh. He came on this earth and He picked 12 men. Amen. To work with Him. And He taught them and showed them and taught and teach them, amen, how to fish for men and women. And He showed them the power of God that can be in their lives. And He left authority here for the Christian, His followers. Amen. So we're talking about some of the things that, amen, that you can express your testimony, amen, concerning your difficulties. And one of them now, we're about the sniffles and the colds and the, amen, that going through the land. Amen. Romans 5, as we continue to hold, those of you that's, you press 1 on your phone, amen, and we'll put in your area code and your last 4 digits, and we have the operator to type you in. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. You can also go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can go down to the bottom of the page and you can type on, amen, a donation, and you can go to the website, amen, www.blogtalkradio.com/doctrineoftruth, and you can go into the studio and our expos and a couple of years, all different type of subjects. You can type on any time of the day, any time of the day, and be listened back through. We are being recorded, amen, and we thank God. Some are using it for their studies. Some are using it just for, amen, refresh themselves, to strengthen themselves, amen, just to be reminded that God is still with you. And whatever you have, like the first caller, the author just finished hanging up, amen, whatever you can do for the Lord, amen, hum, sing, write, amen, do it for the Lord, do it, amen. You don't know who you might be touching, and you don't know, go ahead and write a book now, things that you're going through, write it down, amen. All right, we're in the studio, those of you for the first time or first-time callers, or if you want to share a testimony, a song, a hymn, amen, you feel nothing too personal, but you feel it might be inspired to help someone, you can press 1 now, amen, and we're our technician will type you in. Amen. Okay, we're looking at Romans, the 5th chapter here. While we're waiting, Romans the 5th chapter. And notice that Paul then said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope and the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations. And I think this is what we might be talking about a little bit. Amen. Might be tribulation to some, might not be a little difficulties for others. Amen. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Amen. You building hope. God building hope in your life that He's there, He's always there, He's working things out. And you have to work with people. People can be disappointing. People can be disobedient to God. Amen. People can be slowful. Amen. And God told them to go do something for help someone, to help you. Amen. Might be another Jonah. Amen. That's supposed to really work something out to help you in your trials and your tribulation. Amen. Miss Jonah, Mr. Jonah, say they're not ready yet to go down, or call you, or write you, or send you a check, or give you a job. But God told them, amen. So working with patience, it gives you hope, though, that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. We're talking about, does sickness affect your salvation? Or do the enemy use it against a tool? Does he use it as a tool against those that are trying to be saved, or those that are trying to come to Christ? Amen. Do you see it as a tool, or have you witnessed some people that You thought sure they were going to become the Christ. All right, we're going back to 954. Now we're going to 954-4169. God bless you.
Bishop. God bless you, Bishop. Bless everyone on the precious line tonight. My brothers and my sisters, I've enjoyed so greatly much, and especially the subject of healing. For we know, we can say it over and over again, it's going to take the word of the Lord to bring about what is our inheritance. You know, we know that healing is the children's bread, and we know that Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And so as we are in this world is contaminated with sin, and sickness is the effect of that sin. And so God has given us a way of escape, a remedy. He's given us hope through the word of God. And the testimony I want to give, because I love to give it, because I thank God for it, because it encouraged me when I go through the difficult times, even in the present. I remember yesterday's difficulties and how the Lord brought me out. I remember losing my job due to layoff in 2009. And I remember I had no insurance, and even to this day I don't have any insurance, medical insurance. You know how we rely on that, and that's very good to have. I don't talk against it, but if you don't have it for whatever your circumstances is, I still have the word of God, and I can recall my season where no job and no health insurance. But through my journey, I had a situation where I needed a doctor. I needed to go, and because my belly button was bleeding for some reason, and I couldn't stop it for bleeding. I didn't know what the problem was, and I said to myself, Lord, I need to go to the doctor. And I was just going through a trying time. And I thank God I can just look back and give God praise for that time, because that really is the time that I can see that I grew and I'm growing. But I remember my days speaking God's word over my situation. I remember I went to an urgent care center or clinic. And I remember going there that morning, sitting there 5 or 6 hours straight. And I had to leave because I had to go to work and catch the bus. Still didn't see a doctor, worked that shift, came back on the bus, came back to the urgent care center about maybe 6, 7 o'clock that night, hoping someone would see me for my situation. No one saw me. But I didn't get discouraged because I still had the word operating on the inside of my spirit. And what I did for myself that blessed me, I began to discover what God was saying concerning healing. He said in Jeremiah 30:17 that I shall restore health unto you, and I shall heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. And so even though I was going through health problems, I had friends that was going through health problems. So when I would pray that prayer over myself, I prayed over my friends. And I remember praying over a friend that constantly had many strokes. And she was also a woman that could not keep her food down, and she couldn't eat. And I would pray over Irma that word. I would just pray that word. I mean, because that word is powerful. But make a long story short, can I tell you, God showed up for Irma and myself. Irma began to recover, amen, for the stroke. She began to be able to eat because of the word. And then my situation where my belly button was still bleeding, what have you, but I didn't realize when God stopped it. Praise God. And I had no more bleeding coming from there, and I had no more problem. Then I did get a job that I got insurance. When I went to the doctor, I had a good health report. But I keep doing it. You don't have to get sick to speak the word. Healing is the children. It's our inheritance. Do you expect anything of God when you're in need? It's ours every day. And I speak the word of God. I speak healing over my life. I'm fine. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. But I still speak the word God promised me. He said, I'll restore health unto you. Restore my health. heal me of my wound, heal me of my brokenness. I don't know what I have to face any day of my life, but I tell you what, I done said the word to help me. And so I just want to let you know that sickness, it cannot deter a child of God who has faith in the word of God. And God has given every man a measure of faith. And all we got to do is activate it. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm telling you, it works so mightily for me then and now. And it's not going to stop working, because the Lord says he watch over his word to perform his word. And the Bible also said about the word of God, it goes throughout the land very swiftly to accomplish his good pleasure. And he wish above all we prosper, be in health, as well as our soul prosper. Thank you, Bishop. I just wanted to give, I love to talk about healing because of, you know, God has given me my own testimony. I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. Amen. God bless you tonight.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. I better go on to the next caller here. When they call us, somebody push one on your phone. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of God is always good for everybody. Amen. When you pray for others, amen. That's a good testimony. When you pray for others, give you insight. Amen. It comes on you. That's when Jesus was praying, and amen. She brought out a secret to all the pastors. When we pray for others and we stay among the anointing and stay among the on our knees or just sitting and praying, amen. God, when God touches you, amen, it builds up on you. Amen. That the lady with the issue of blood, when she touched Jesus, the hem of his garment, the virtue started, came up in him. Oh. All right, 954. Come on, 954, 4427. Amen. We're working out with them. God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead.
We always talk about having a mustard seed of faith. Well, you know, by now, sure, our study and meditation in the Word, sure, we beyond a mustard seed by now. And if you've had any kind of sickness or trials, sure, or trouble, yeah, you had distractions in your life by now, and you know that these distractions are nothing but testing of your faith. And each time you go through, you come out spiritually, yeah, stronger, and you begin to have joy in your sickness. Now, see, in other words, God say, have joy in all things. Now, some people wonder, how is that possible? Because when I'm sick in my body, how could I have joy? The joy that you have is a spiritual joy, knowing that you're being tried now, but your faith is strong, and you know that you're going to go through this. So, hey, you can have joy in all things. It's a spiritual joy of knowing that, hey, This is not the end. The devil doesn't have charge over your life. God still has something for you to do. And if you know that you have not finished the work that God has assigned for you to do, then whatever sickness comes, it's just another trying of your faith.
All right. 561-5981. 561. Bless you.
That was really promising.
God bless you.
It's always scrambled eggs.
All right, we have a little difficulties there, but amen. We thank God. Amen. We're getting ready to going down now. We have so many. We'd like to have your testimony. Amen. A comment. We're getting to the last 5 minutes of the program. Amen. Just let you know we had a little. The distraction early part of the broadcast, and like many of the callers are saying, sometimes sickness can be a distraction. Want to get your mind off of God, but when you realize God has never left you, the caller was saying how she prayed for others, amen, and her difficulties, and God healed both, you and her, amen. And I was down in doing a little vandalistic work the other part, way down the part of Florida, down in Key West. The old lady, we was there with the widow. Her dog was sick, and she was sick, and we went in there and prayed for her. Amen. And we, you know, exercised James 5. He said, call for the elders of the church
anointed with oil and prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. And we were praying and singing songs, and the Holy Ghost fell in there. Amen. And after a while, you find, amen, the Holy Ghost hit the dog as well as her, and we all begin to recognize as we begin to walk out the door, she was singing and grabbing. We was all shaking hands and hugging, and the little dog was spinning around on the floor, and he came out the house and said, "Oh, God, heal the dog. God, heal the dog." She needed the dog. That was her little pet. That was her, amen, her companion. So God know, he know what we need. When we help others, you're helping yourself. You're helping yourself. All right, let me get off the line. Another one that's pushed one on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. We don't want to leave anyone out. Amen. If you have a prayer, we can go into. All right, we're at 305-4271. 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Doc.
I
was kind of enjoying the night. I almost waited my time. Enjoying the program. But what I wanted to say was, God sent Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that we better get to know him. You see?
Mm-hmm.
He sent
mm-hmm.
Jesus that we get to know him. Now, he got it fixed so that there's fellowship between he and the Son, so that mm-hmm. the Son will heal us and we get to know God. I think that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hospital, and this is just what I want to tell you. The Lord, God came in the room, right? Had a conversation with me, and it was so magnificent. I tried to tell others that, and I couldn't get it out. In other words, I cried like a baby. And I'm trying to say now, what am I trying to say? Well, see, that's the amazement of God. See, and he sent Jesus so that we have that joy, we have that peace. And you find that in the last chapter, the eighth chapter of Hebrews. You see, he said, we are antiquated now. That the Old Testament was good for then. It shows us a pattern. But Jesus came to act the pattern out. So that's what I want to say, Bishop. Ain't nothing wrong that Jesus can't heal. You see? And he does it through the power of Almighty God. That's all I had to say.
All right. Give me a short prayer. Give me a short prayer.
We are grateful tonight for you. Your blood stained for us. We thank you for those that we heard tonight and the wonderful amazement that you brought through their lives. I thank you, Lord, that I'm a witness, amen, that all truth, amen, is able to come to pass for those that love the Lord. We thank you, amen, for Bishop and all his actions and what he's doing for the body. We praise you, God, for peace in the spirit. In Jesus' precious name, tonight we pray, amen.
All right, another press one for a 30-second prayer. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to give a short 30-second prayer? Just push one on your phone. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you that Christ Jesus has came, and through his stripes and infirmities that he has suffered all sickness known to man. And we thank him, Father God, that we, as we believe on him, that we too will be healed through all sickness. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. We thank you, amen, for being persevering, amen, and not giving up, amen, because, amen, we have to press, amen, press our way on with him because of this natural body sometimes try to hinder us, amen. But the body, Jesus, Paul was saying, all things, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. Inside man, the inner man, and be born again. He's quickening by the Holy Ghost. The same spirit that quickened Jesus' mighty body quicken us. Amen. Arthur Trim says she kept her mind on him. She was able to escape. Amen. You can escape whatever condition. Amen. But keep your mind on Jesus. We love you. Till next time. Bless you.